parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
USC girls basketball here tonight, and it is brought to you by Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, State Line Cooperative, Weaver's Leather Store, United Hospital District, Schroeder Electric, Wagner Seeds, Global Innovations Bank, Seneca Foods, Front, Lundquist and Gustafson Law Firm, Greg Heine Pioneer, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz, New Way K&H Cooperative, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric, Elizabeth Chevrolet, Bevcom, M&M Insurance, Johnson Seeds, Wells VFW, and Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic. And again, here we are in Triton, or in Dodge Center, I should say, home of the Triton Cobras, in a Gopher Conference matchup here between the Cobras and Rebels here tonight. Triton sits at 5-0, the Rebels 2-2 here on the season early on here. And we will be back here in just 2 minutes with a closer look at the Triton Cobras.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing the success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
Attention Fairmont. Mark your calendars for November 20th from noon to 1 p.m. at the Southern Minnesota Educational Campus Building in Fairmont, Room 12. Join us for an informative event about United Hospital District's OB services, a great local option for your pregnancy from prenatal care to labor and delivery. Meet our OB team, enjoy free baby blankets and giveaways, and ask questions during our Q&A session. Food will be provided, so come hungry. Don't miss this chance to learn, connect, and meet our providers. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
And we are back here as, again, the Triton Cobras sit at 5-0 here early on of this season. Their last win was a 68-51 victory at Waterville Asian Morristown. So the Cobras got the Bucks on their home floor, 68-51. They took care of Lewis Altura as well, 76-38. Then La Crescent, they took them 77-40. And Randolph, 63-32, and New Richland, 57-41. So, again, the Triton Cobras put up some points here as well, as two games already in the 70s, two in the 60s, one in the upper 60s there, and then upper 50s. And, again, all five are victories. After USC, Triton will take on Zambrota Mazeppa right here in Dodge Center. So there you have a closer look at the Triton Cobras. We'll be back with a look at the USC Rebels coming up for you here in 2.5 minutes.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we're back here, Dodge Center, home of the Triton Cobras. They're hosting our USC Rebels here this evening, and we take a look here at the USC Rebels. As I mentioned, 2-2 here on the season. They got that 59-51 victory over Laverne in the first game, and then fell to JWP 71-51. Then came back on December 6th, defeating Bethlehem Academy 58-43. And then a close one in Maple River. The Eagles pulled away a little bit toward the end there to win it 57-48 back on Tuesday. So here we are, Rebels taking on Triton here in Dodge Center. Up next for USC, they will be in action Tuesday, hosting the Martin County West Mavericks. And then on Thursday, they will be at Lyle Pacelli. And then rounded out the week here before the holiday break, they will be hosting New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva on Friday, December 20th. So that's what's coming up for the Rebels here, who again are 2-2 on the year. Their last game, that loss at Maple River, 57-48. And in the JV contest, Triton defeated USC 44-36 in a very entertaining JV game here before our main event here, our varsity matchup here tonight. So Triton, again, getting USC 44-36 here this evening. Let's take a look at what's coming up on our broadcast schedule here for next week. Of course, Tuesday, it's Martin County West at USC and girls basketball. Two area teams there, as the Rebels will host the Mavericks on Tuesday. Then Thursday next week, USC at New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva in boys basketball for you. And then we round out the week with an Iowa doubleheader, boy-girl doubleheader, North Iowa at Belmont Clemmie on Friday night, the 20th. So that's what's coming up on our broadcast schedule next week. So we'll have a pair of USC games, as we'll have the girls on Tuesday hosting Martin County West, and then the boys on the road Thursday at New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 10:08 for the United South Central Coaches Corner, as we'll talk Longhorn Wrestling, Rebel Boys Basketball, and Rebel Girl Basketball right over on 98.8 AM 1560 and 95.3, as well as streaming at KBEW98Country.com. Again, the USC Coaches Corner coming up for you tomorrow morning at 10:08 on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. We'll have starting lineups and tip-off coming up after this. Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
And we are back here at Dodge Center as we take a look at the starting lineups here for tonight. And we'll first start with the home team here, the Triton Cobras for us. And it'll be number two, Addison Oakland, 5'5 junior. And then we also have number four, 5'8 junior, Rainey Dobbs. Number five, Reagan Essig, a 5'4 sophomore. And number 10, a 5'2 sophomore, Kiana Molina. And number 13, 5'9 senior, Olivia Weber. Beth Hammett, the head coach of the Triton Cobras, and the assistant coaches, Phil Hammett and Brady Essig. And now, our starters here for our USC Rebels. Number 3, 5'8 senior, Taylor Schroeder. Number 4, 5'9 senior, Addison Mattoon. Number 5, 5'9 sophomore, Olivia Bungham. Number 11, 5'6 sophomore, Ivy O'Rourke. And number 13, 5'11 freshman, Olivia Brigger. Rebels coached by Taylor Overbo. Assistant coaches Dallas Olson, Katie Stenzel, and Christy Dilla. We will have tip-off here now as we get ready for a basketball. Girls basketball action. Gopher Conference matchup here again tonight between the Rebels and the Cobras. In the center circle is Olivia Brigger. And number 13, Olivia Weber. And the tip is won by USC as they work it around. Mattoon with the basketball down. Gives it up to Bungham. Back over to Mattoon in the corner. Looking to bounce past it to Brigger. Now over to Schroeder. Cross court. There's Bungham looking inside to Brigger. Brigger holds the ball, loses the ball. A turnover right on the first possession. Here come the Cobras. Dobbs with the basketball. And she'll give it up now to Molina, who kicks it out. Back over to Dobbs. And Dobbs up now. Bounce pass. And it is stolen away by Taylor Schroeder. Schroeder on the move. She'll pick up her dribble. Stop. Now gives it up to Bungham. Bungham on the move to O'Rourke. In the corner, it's Ivy for three. Ivy O'Rourke knocks down the three ball. And the Rebels have a 3-0 lead here. And another steal by O'Rourke now. Ahead to Schroeder. Schroeder lays it up and in, but no, it does not fall. And it is rebounded by the Cobras. Now the Cobras push it. There's Molina at the hole, and she'll miss. Brigger will get the rebound. And that one knocked away out by the Cobras there as Addison Oakland, playing some tough D, knocks it loose and knocks it out of bounds. 3-0 here, USC with the lead early on here. This one just underway. So here we go. Inbound to Bungham, now back to O'Rourke. As she looks to get it across and gives it up to Bungham. Bungham. And trapping her. And now she gets around the trap. A floater in the lane is no good. Rebounded by Molina. And here come the Cobras as she's going coast to coast, but she'll miss the layup. And then going down hard for the rebound was Mattoon. And last touch by Triton. Ball touched by Triton. And here comes some pressure here. Full court pressure. Person to person here. And it's Bungum. Gives it up to O'Rourke. Another three in the corner. That one no good this time. And here come the Triton Cobras ahead to number four, Randy Dobbs, for two. She'll get the lay-in to go. As, again, the Cobras really push it. As, I guess, you know, we could kind of tell that that's the way they ran things with those scores that they had. Ahead to Brigger. Brigger underneath is fouled. And we'll get two shots. Olivia Weber is the one that fouled here. So, Olivia Brigger at the free throw line. And that one rolls out. 3-2 is our score. Rebels leading here by one. Brigger can make it two if she connects on this last free throw. And she does. So 4-2 to now. 4-2 now. Cobras will bring it up. Here's Molina on the drive. And she got around Schroeder. Now kicks it over to number five, Essig, who misses the shot. But it goes out of bounds. And it'll stay Triton basketball's last touched by USC. So here we go. Triton will inbound underneath their own basket. And there's the pass here to Essig. Now she kicks it over to Dobbs. Dobbs on the move, spins to the paint, throws it up off the glass, no good. And the rebound picked up by Bungum. And here comes Bungum. Nice little Euro step, and she gets it to go. And Bungum now with that bucket. It's 6-2, Rebels by four. And now the shot in the at the three ball by Essig. In the corner there, a corner three for her. Reagan Essig knocks it down. And now ahead, the Rebels go. Schroeder with it. Now gives it back to Bungum. Back over to Schroeder now. Schroeder bounce pass to Brigger. Now to Mattoon. Mattoon going to drive the baseline. Oh, she loses the handle on it. Ball is loose. And we're going to get a tie-up. And it'll go to the Cobras. So a tie up there. The Rebels unable to get a shot down on this end of the floor this time around on this possession. And here we go. Triton will inbound here as they give it up to Kiana Molina. She'll drive, almost stolen away by Schroeder. Schroeder down and made her pick up her dribble. They throw it off to Olivia Weber for two down low. And it's now 7-6, Cobras leading the Rebels. Olivia Bungum busts through that pressure, but then throws it away. And a turnover leads to a drive to the basket as Weber thought she was going to have a breakaway layup, but Brigger ran her down, fouled her from behind on the shot attempt, so she'll get two. So Olivia Brigger, one foul, first team foul here on USC. And that'll put Olivia Weber to the free throw line here. And she'll make the first one. Well, Weber. Again, Weber is senior. Free throw, no good. Brigger will grab the rebound here for USC. Now ahead, Bungum has it. Weber on her. Bungum will get by. And almost loses the ball. Picks up the dribble now over to Ivy O'Rourke. She'll take a three. The shot is up and it's good. Ivy O'Rourke knocks down another three-pointer. And she's got six. Ahead they go and they find Essig right away for two. So again, the Cobras off and running here off a made basket. They push it ahead. Timeout by the Rebels. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we are back to Dodge Center. 10-9. Cobras leading by one. The Rebels took a timeout as Ivy O'Rourke knocks down a three. And then the Cobras run it right down, and Essex lays it in for two as they push it ahead and find her. O'Rourke coming for the ball now. Back to Schroeder. Taylor Schroeder now will bring it up as Molina is on her. Needs to get it across the timeline, and she finds O'Rourke. O'Rourke takes that three, and she knocks it down. Third three-pointer for Ivy O'Rourke as she is hot from the long distance tonight. And an air ball shot there by Oakland. Now ahead to Schroeder, and the Rebels, ooh, missed the layup. Last touch by the Rebels, though. And hey, let's see, what do we have? Substitution, who came in here? Number 11 here, Alyssa Knutson here for the Triton Cobras. And Molina on the drive, misses, rebound by the Rebels. And now Schroeder, they'll push it up to O'Rourke. Now O'Rourke bounce pass there to Bullerman, who came in, and a little shot underneath on driving the baseline, but Schroeder got a little too far underneath the basket there and couldn't get it to go. Triton gets the rebound, and of course they're pushing it. Molina with the ball. And over to Addison Oakland. Now back to Molina in the paint. She throws it up, no good, gets her own rebound, and another shot attempt, and she gets that one to go, and she is fouled. So Molina gets her first bucket, the sophomore for Triton. Genka, Rebels leading here by two, 12-10 now. But Molina with a free throw here on the and one could make it, oh wait, it's tied, 12-12. They can take the lead here with this free throw. And Molina knocks it down. So a traditional three-point play, and the Cobras have 13, Rebels 12 here with 12:53 to play in this first half. Schroeder now gets the ball. She'll drive it across the lane, and what do we got here? A foul going to be called. And let's see. They call that on number 10. So that'll go on Molina, and that's a long horn. Second team foul. So Molina will come out, and in is number one, Nora Frederick. O'Rourke will inbound here to Bungum. Behind the back she goes, dribbling to her left. Now a bounce pass to a cutting Schroeder. They find O'Rourke and another three-pointer. That one hits the back of the rim, off the mark, but Bullerman, oh, it rolls out on the putback, and it'll be Triton basketball. Almost had it in there, but it rolls out, and it was in like slow motion too on Bullerman's putback. 13-12, Cobras leading here, 12 and a half to play first half as the Cobras push it right across, looking inside, and they kick it out. Shot from the top of the key there by Knutson is no good. Schroeder ahead to Brigger. Brigger has to throw it back, and it's a turnover as it will go to Triton. They throw it up, and she can't make it the first time, does Dobbs, but the putback is good. She rebounds her own miss and puts it in. 15-12 now. Triton leading to USC. Schroeder will bring it up. Past the timeline here at half court. Driving and gets to the free throw line. Her shot is blocked. And now off and running is Essig. A shot no good, but it's rebounded again by Triton. And it's still loose, Triton still has the ball. And on the move is Dobbs. Now kicks it. The shot taken, and it's off the mark. But it's run down again by Essex. So a shot missed, but a rebound. And that gives the Cobras another shot. And that one's going to go off USC. And out of bounds. And it will be Cobra basketball. Tune back in now. Here's Brigger will come out here for Mattoon. So here we go. Triton will inbound here. Down on their own side of the court in the corner. Inbound pass to Dobbs. Now they'll swing it over to Frederick. Her shot, no good. And it's a rebound by the Rebels. Schroeder gathers it and now off and running to get across midcourt. And we have a whistle on a foul there. And that will be on number two, Addison Oakland. All right, let's see. Back in now is Weber. Also, Gigi Lundy comes in here for Triton. And here we go. O'Rourke will inbound here for USC. Tebungham. And now Bungham gives it up to O'Rourke. Looking inside to Bullerman, now to Schroeder. Schroeder will take the shot at the free throw line. Oh, that one rolls out. And now body's hitting the floor. Ball is loose, and it's going to be last touched by USC. And it'll be Triton basketball. As Olivia Bungham went down hard on that one in that collision. 15-12 our score. Cobras leading the Rebels here with 10:35 to play in the first half. Bullerman almost swipes that one away. And now here come the Cobras once again in their offense. Molina hands it to Weber, and the shot is no good. Rebounded by Bungham as she grabs that one with authority. No one was going to get that one from her as Olivia Bungham gets that rebound and now brings the ball up the court. She'll stop, looks for the lob in there to Bullerman. Mattoon runs down the ball and then can't corral it, and it is Molina with it. Bounce pass, and it is lost. So turnovers here for both teams off of this. Both possessing here. Some more pressure coming here from the Cobras. Bungham will come out here briefly, and Brigger back in here for the Rebels. And here we go. Into O'Rourke, now back to Schroeder. Schroeder gets it across half court. Here comes that trap, now to Mattoon. Looked inside to Bullerman. Bullerman off the glass. That one will fall for Chloe. Chloe Bullerman, 2 points for her. Now here come the Cobras. There's a shot launched there by Nora Frederick. And that's a three ball that falls. And a steal by Triton. Shot taken by Molina. No good. Brigger will get the rebound. And now ahead to Schroeder. Schroeder will push it. Gives it up to Brigger. Brigger, she'll take a three. And it's off the mark. It was in line just a little too hard on that one. Rebound by the Cobras. And then Molina will fall. Ball is loose. And Mattoon will pick it up. And it'll stay USC basketball's. Toon's pass was broken up here by Molina, but it goes off of her. 18-14, a four-point lead here for the Cobras. Again, they're going full court pressure here, man-to-man. And O'Rourke will bust it across. She drives down, now gives it to Bungham. Bungham. Thought about the three, now looking. She's going cross-court, dangerous pass, but Mattoon is there. Now O'Rourke with the ball. Now to Bungham. Bungham, deep three, is good. Olivia Bungham knocks down a three, and she's got five for USC. Rebels within one. It's 18-17. Drive on the baseline, reverse layup, and it's off the mark. No good there for Dobbs, and then it's off of her, and out of bounds it goes. And it'll go to Bungham back in here for Bullerman. And it'll go back to the Rebels now. 8:34 to play. Cobras 18, Rebels 17. And that's to play in the first half here. Bungham with the basketball. She goes down, and there no call with the contact. She went down, ball went out of bounds, and that'll turn it over to Triton. And here we go. Weber inbounds to Essig. Essek dribbles, now swings it over here to Frederick. Now we're going to Oakland. Oakland looking inside, and from behind, O'Rourke will foul. And let's see, that was a foul on Dobbs did O'Rourke. Just Ivy's first foul. Oh, wait, maybe that's her second. It is her, it says her second. So, second foul on Ivy. Puts Dobbs to the free throw line, and that is no good. ...18-17, Cobras with a one-point lead here with 8:15 to go in the first half. And that one rattles in good here for Dobbs. She's got five. So here come the Rebels now, down by two, 19-17, Triton leading, 8:08 and counting in this first half. Hodges Halftime Report is headed your way in halftime with all the first half stats. Schroeder has the ball down in the corner, looking to get rid of it, and she spins. She'll throw up a shot, but not a good shot selection there. As she it was blocked, actually. That's why it went behind the basket on the off the baseline. All right, so the Rebels, that's how it went out like that, is because it was blocked. And now the Rebels will inbound. Into Schroeder it goes. She'll take a three, and that one off the mark, no good, and the ball will go out of bounds to Triton. Cobras 19, Rebels 17 here again, 7:49. As Addison Mattoon comes out, Bullerman back in here for the Rebels. As we have Essek with the basketball, now gives it up here to Frederick. Inside it goes here to Dobbs. The shot missed, but an offensive rebound, and then we got a whistle on a travel, and that'll turn it over to USC. Both teams with six turnovers here in the first half thus far. And Schroeder needs to inbound. She does, gets it to O'Rourke, now back to Schroeder. Schroeder has Oakland on her. Now the double team coming. It's Frederick's there too. Now over to O'Rourke, but it's out of bounds. So the Triton pressure indeed does what it's supposed to do, forcing a turnover here. And the Cobras strike with that defensive pressure. Here we go. It is Essek. Now they swing it over to Oakland. Oakland inside to Dobbs for two. Finds her down low on a cut, and she gets it to go. 21-17 Cobras with 7:05 to play first half. Schroeder almost got it poked away, and she needs to get across the timeline. She does so. Now O'Rourke, corner three. It is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Cobras. And it's Dobbs all the way down. No good, but she gets her own rebound. Now the ball loose, and it is out of bounds. Going to the Rebels. And now Rebels will inbound. O'Rourke there. Pressure coming here from the Cobras. Schroeder, they double-team her now. She picked up the dribble, and she tried to throw it off of the defender, but she missed her on that, and it'll be Cobra basketball. The eighth turnover by the Rebels here. Mattoon comes in now for Schroeder. 21-17 our score. Cobras leading the Rebels. 6:38 and counting. So here we go. Number five, Essek, now swings it over to Molina. Molina with a basketball on the drive. Shot is blocked by Bullerman. And now Bungum, but ooh, she loses it. Never really had possession of it, but went for that steal. And then it goes off her knee and out of bounds. So it'll stay Cobra basketball there. 21-17 here, 6:23 to go in the first half. Shot taken, and it's Essek, no good. The rebound is run down by Oakland, however. And we have Molina with a basketball at the free throw line, now gets by it, dribbles, falls, now kicks it back to number five, Essek for three. Reagan Essig knocks it down. And now it's a 24-17 lead for the Cobras. Bungum now looks to Brigger. Now makes, oh, it's stolen away. A turnover by the Rebels. Here's Essig. Stops. A little Euro step there. And now it goes to the Rebels as they get the rebound off the miss. Ivy O'Rourke now to Bungum. Bungum three is off the mark. No good, but Mattoon is there for the offensive board. O'Rourke will take a three off the glass. The bank is open yet tonight because Ivy O'Rourke knocks down her fourth three-pointer. Shot taken by Essig just like that as Triton pushes it down, and they miss. Rebound by USC. Here's Bungum now. 24-20, 5:10 to go. Cobras are leading by four. Bungum, runner off the glass, no good, and a rebound almost taken by Bullerman, but Molina will corral it. And here comes Molina now on the move. She'll go all the way, and she'll lay it in for two. Kiana Molina now has five. It's 26-20. Timeout on the floor. We're back with more in 60 seconds.
You can count on superior performance when you plant DeKalb. This is Darren from Johnson Seeds. DeKalb 101-33, 102-13, 105-33, and 106-98 are great corn-on-corn choices, offering excellent disease packages and superior performance. Let us help maximize your yield potential by planting DeKalb corn. Contact Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
And we're back here, Dodge Center. Cobras 26, Rebels 20. After the Rebels take a timeout here, we're back to action with 4:53 remaining here in this first half. And it's been one heck of a first half here thus far. You can't even look down at the score sheet to put down a basket, and Triton is right down the floor. And the Rebels have actually done it a couple times yet here, too, so trying to give the Triton Cobras a little bit of their own medicine here. Now they find Bullerman inside, but she can't handle it, so it's a turnover. And here come the Cobras, and they push it. Addison Oakland with her first bucket laying it in. 28-20 now, so the Rebels definitely want to keep plugging away now here. They don't want this lead to get too big here by Triton. Got to stay in it here. Don't get down by too much. Looking for somebody and another. It's going to be a jump ball. It'll be Rebel basketball. So Bullerman quickly ties it up. Could have been a steal. Weber comes in for Triton. Or Weber comes out, I should say. And number 11, Knutson comes in. And we have Bullerman coming out and Bungum in for her now. O'Rourke will inbound. And she swings it over to Mattoon. Mattoon now gives it up to Schroeder. Schroeder gets a screen from Brigger. Now Bungum comes to get the ball. Bungum on the move, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Olivia Bungum. So that'll be her first. And that'll turn it over to the Cobras. And number one, Frederick comes in. And she comes in now for Oakland. So 28-20. We're under four here to play first half. 3:55 and counting. Here come the Cobras now. And Molina. She'll give it up to Essig. Essig looking inside and finds Dobbs for two. Rainey Dobbs connects. And Dobbs has nine. Schroeder comes to get it now to Brigger on the press breaker. Now over to O'Rourke. She'll get it across. And now just swarming her, and a reach going to be called. And that's going to go on Rainey Dobbs. So it'll be just her first. And the fourth team foul here on the Cobras. So it'll be an inbound here from the side. Schroeder gives it up to Bungum now. Bungum drives, stops, and we're going to get another foul here on Essig this time. The fifth team foul, so all five starters, each of them have a foul here for Triton. Equal opportunity foulers. 30-20 is our score. The Cobras up by 10. Here we go. We have O'Rourke, and she'll throw. Looking for, did it skip? Nope. And that's a turnover by the Rebels. 11 of them now. Oh, wait, we're going to reverse that. So not a turnover. Ivy was correct. It was nicked there and tipped by Triton. So we'll wipe away that turnover. And here we go. O'Rourke with the basketball. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. And there's 3 seconds on the shot clock, too. They need to shoot it. She chucks it up. And it's not going to get to the rim. A shot clock violation, so that will turn it over. So there's turnover number 11. Had to get it off there with the shot clock ticking down. And here we go. Essig brings it up, looks inside to Dobbs. Dobbs too far underneath the basket. Rebound by the Rebels. Schroeder brings it up with Dobbs on her, and now we've got whistles. What are we looking at here? Okay, so we blew something dead here. Now a substitution comes in with Gigi Lundy. I still don't know what... He blew the whistle and blew... Okay, well, maybe it was to let that sub in, that she was in there and out there in time or whatever. I don't know. But here we go. We're back to action as the Rebels inbound it. Schroeder with a basketball. Gets a screen. Now we'll give it up to O'Rourke. Molina on her tight now. And now to Bungum. Bungum on the move. Gets to the free throw line. Step back. Shot too hard and off the back of the rim. And we're going to get a foul on Brigger. And they're going to call her for the push there. A little contact on the rebound attempt. And Olivia will pick up her second foul. 30-20 remains the score here. 2:21 to go in this first half. As Triton here has made a couple baskets here down the stretch. And USC unable to get anything to go here lately. So here we go, Molina on the move, and she gets around her defender, lays it up and in. What quickness these Cobras have out here, as they've gotten shot after shot off, and a lot laying attempts. Here's Bungum now, gives it up to Bullerman. Bullerman back to Bungum. Bungum thought about the three, now drives. Over to O'Rourke now. O'Rourke over to Schroeder. Schroeder looks inside to Bullerman. Bullerman off the glass and one. Chloe Mullerman, nice move there. Got position down on the low post. Gets the bucket to go, and she's fouled. So here we go. Rebels can get cut at the single digits here with a free throw from Bullerman. And that foul called on Lundy. That's her first. Free throw is up. No good. Rebounded here by the Cobras. And the ball is loose, and it's a turnover. Bullerman comes away with that one. So 32-22, Cobras lead by 10. Here's Schroeder. Now she's in trouble. Ball gets knocked away. She gets it back and keeps dribbling now. Gets it across. Now to Olivia Bungum. She'll take a deep three, and that one's off the mark. No good. Run down by the Cobras. So here we go. Up ahead now, Molina. Molina holds it high, looks inside. Now will drive. Looks, and she'll give it up here to Frederick. Frederick looking things over. Swings it over to Oakland. She'll jack up a three, and she'll knock it down. Addison Oakland for three. She's got five, and it's 35-22. 50 seconds to go here in this first half. Ahead to O'Rourke now. Back to Bungum. Bungum looking inside. She'll drive the baseline. The runner for her is good. So Olivia Bungum answers with two. And back come the Cobras. Here's Molina. And now driving that baseline. And now a foul is going to be called on Schroeder. Trying to stop her progress there. Going to the basket. Schroeder, for the most part, has kept with her. But again, these Cobras are quick out here on the floor. They are run and gun here all the way. And the pass in here to Essig. Now they swing it out. At top of the key, three-pointer by Weber. No good, but they get the rebound. And the shot taken there by number one, Frederick, for three. She's got six. And it's 38-24. Schroeder now with the basketball. Gets to the free throw line. Now a fade. No good. 6 seconds to go. Here comes Essig. 1 second, and she's not going to get it off. No good. Wave it off. It didn't go in anyways. So at halftime, the Triton Cobras, 38. The USC Rebels, 24. We will have your Hodges halftime report coming up with all your first half stats. And that'll be coming up in 3 minutes.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Greetings from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. This holiday season, we hope that you get the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, or neighbors. And when you reflect on this past year, you feel truly blessed. We wish you and your family health, love, prosperity, and peace. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Be safe. Be thankful. Be kind. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. And we are back here at halftime. Our score, 38-24. Triton leading USC again at the half. And it is time now for our Hodges Halftime Report with all your first half stats. Again, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We're back with your first half stats right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
All right, we are back here with our first half stats. Let's take a look here at the USC Rebels, led by Ivy O'Rourke with 12 points, and she actually leads all scorers here. All coming from deep, from downtown, as she's knocked down four threes in the first half. And Olivia Bungham has 7 points, and Chloe Bullerman with 4 points off the bench, and Olivia Brigger with one on one of two shooting from the free throw line. The Rebels shot 9 of 25 in the first half, 36%, and 1 of 3 from the free throw line at 33%. For Triton, we'll just run it right down here. Addison Oakland with 5, Rainey Dobbs with 9, Reagan Essig with 8, Kiana Molina with 7, Olivia Weber with 6, and then 6 points from Nora Frederick off the bench. The Triton Cobras, 35 shots taken in that first half, 15 of 35 from the floor at 42%. And they were 3 of 5 from the charity stripe here at the free throw line. 3 of 5, shooting 60% there. Rebounding, that going to Triton 2, 19 first half rebounds team-wise, or actually 18. 18 rebounds, and that'll be 5 better than what USC grabbed, as they grabbed 13 here in the first half. So rebounding going to Triton, and some of those were offensive rebounds. So at the half, I'm sure that Coach Taylor Overbo is telling these girls they got to box out on the defensive end and stop these second and sometimes third chance buckets here for the Cobras. And let's see what else we have. Turnovers, the Rebels have 11 in the first half, 7 for Triton. So again, 38-24, Triton leading USC at the half. And that is your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We'll be back with more in just 3 minutes.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells. Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
And we are back here at halftime as we're just a minute away here from second half action. And let's see, starting things off here again, the original starters, Taylor Schroeder, Addison Mattoon, Olivia Bungum, Ivy O'Rourke, and Olivia Brigger will be out on the floor here for USC. And for Triton, their starting five as well, Addison Oakland, Rainey Dobbs, Reagan Essig, Kiana Molina, and Olivia Weber will be out on the floor here for the Cobras. So the Rebels, let's see what halftime adjustments they made. I mean, I would the first half of the first half here, and maybe three quarters of it, actually. The Rebels played right with the Cobras here, but then went on a little bit of a drought. And Triton, again, has that 14-point lead now, 38-24 here at the half. Let's see if the Rebels can crawl out of that hole, as they're going to have to make some defensive stops and come down and make some buckets here as well to dig out of this hole. But if they if Ivy O'Rourke can hit another four threes, and if Bungum can get going here, and maybe the rest of some of these Rebels again, see what happens here. Again, leading the way, Ivy O'Rourke, 12 points in the first half. Triton starts it all here with the ball first. Going left to right, here's Molina. And she'll swing it over now in the corner. Shot is up, and it is drained by Addison Oakland. So the Cobras strike first, and their first possession with a three-pointer, 8 points for Oakland. O'Rourke will bring it up now, gives it up to Bungum. And she'll take the shot. No good. O'Rourke almost had the rebound, but Molina will grab it. And here comes Molina now. And she takes a little hesitation and gives the ball up. Here's the shot. It's off the mark there by Essig. And it's rebounded by USC. Bungum on the move. Looks, gives it up to Schroeder now. Schroeder on the move. Gets into the paint now, kicks it to Mattoon, now over to O'Rourke at the top of the key. She'll dribble to her right now, gives it up to Mattoon inside Schroeder. Schroeder now kicks it to O'Rourke. Now over to Bungum. Look into the corner, now they look inside to Schroeder. Schroeder working the block, turns, loses the ball. Brigger picks it up. High pass to O'Rourke, she can't handle it. And the ball will go to the Triton Cobras. 41-24, our score, Triton leading USC. Just getting started here in the second half. So here we go, Molina will bring it up. Over to Dobbs. Now to Essig in the corner. She'll dribble to her left. At the wing now, and now the right wing, now over to the left side they go. Coming to the right, cut by Dobbs. Shot is no good, and Ivy O'Rourke will grab the board. And to Bungum now. Bungum gets it across. She'll drive, stops. Now O'Rourke, three-pointer. It hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Triton Cobras. Molina, bounce pass to Dobbs. Dobbs off the glass for two, and she has 11. And it's now 43-24 in favor of the Cobras. 15-53 and counting. And that one muffed off her foot, and a turnover by the Rebels. It goes off Bungum, and now Dobbs throws one up, and she gets it to go. And she's got 13. And another steal. Now Dobbs with another two. And the Rebels will take a timeout here. 47-24. The Cobras on a run here in the second half. And it's a full timeout. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
All right, well, a 9-0 run here for Triton to start the second half. Let's see if the Rebels out of this timeout can stop it and get going here. And we got a push on Triton, and that will go on Molina. That'll be her second. Again, 47-24. O'Rourke will inbound. Here's that full court pressure by the Triton Cobras. To Brigger now. Brigger going to go down. Picks up the dribble. Now we'll get it over to Mattoon. Off her fingertips, and it's a turnover. And here, running the floor and laying it in is Reagan Essig. And she now has 10 points. So now an 11-0 run in favor of the Cobras here in the second half. 49-24. And we've got a reach, and that's going to be on Oakland. That'll be her second. And Rebels will inbound here from the sideline. To the backcourt they go to Schroeder. Schroeder now dribbles. Goes to her left, now gets down into the paint, and her shot is blocked, they're going to say. No foul. Out of bounds off of the Triton Cobras, and it'll be USC basketball now underneath their own basket. And O'Rourke looks to get it into Schroeder now. Schroeder on the move, goes for the layup, no good, and it's rebounded by Triton. Only the third shot here of the second half taken by the Rebels, or gotten off, I should say. And now here comes Essig. Now the kick out. Shot from the top of the key is Knutson. No good. Rebound, though, by the Cobras. They go cross court. Oakland inside to Dobbs. No good. And rebounded by USC. Schroeder being guarded here now by Essig. They give it up to Bungum. Bungum on the drive, throws up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Molina, and she's off and running. And a bounce pass to Dobbs, and Dobbs will lay it up for two. She now has 17, and it's a 13-0 run. In the second half for the Triton Cobras, who lead 51-24. Mattoon shot, no good. Brigger rebounds, three-pointer from O'Rourke, no good, but the putback is put in there by Schroeder for two. Her first bucket of the night. 51-26, so the 13-0 run ends. 13-2 now as the Rebels get the ball into the hoop, and now right back at it is the Cobras and Addison Alyssa Knutson for two. And now we got a jump ball. Said you can't even look down to put down a bucket scored on the scorebook. And boom. A bucket's in for the other team here as Triton running it. 53-26. Rebels will inbound, and here comes the pass to down to Bullerman, and it is no good on the shot, and it's rebounded by Triton. Here we go, Weber with the basketball now. They're working it around 13 minutes to go. Molina has it, almost lost it there. Schroeder down there trying to scrape it and get it. They give it up to Essig. Essig now on the move, kicks it out. And there's the shot. It's off the mark there by number one, Frederick. And it's rebounded by the, oh, it gets knocked out of bounds, actually. Last touch by the Rebels here. 53-26, 12:46 to go. Cobras leading the USC Rebels here in Dodge Center. Molina now finds Weber, and Weber will connect. She's got her first bucket of the second half, and she's got five total in the game. Runner in the lane is Schroeder. She comes up empty. Rebounded by Triton ahead to Molina. Molina gets it swiped away there by Bungum, but it goes out of bounds. So Bungum with some quick hands knocks it away from Molina, but it goes out of bounds. Gigi Lundy coming back in for Triton. Shot taken, and it's a three there by Essig. No good, but it's rebounded by Weber. And now we got a whistle and a foul. And they call that one on Schroeder. That'll be her second now, first of the second half. And that'll put Molina to the free throw line. Nakes knocks down the first. 56-26 now. It's a 30-point lead for Triton. Free throws up and good for Molina. She has nine now. Schroeder with a basketball. As the Rebels have only put 2 points on the board here in the second half so far, and we're down to 12 minutes left to play. Bullerman loses it, and it's grabbed by Triton. And Molina, here she comes. The Cobras set the offense. Molina on the drive. Hits the front end of the rim, no good. But Triton, of course, rebounds it. And the putback by Essig is good. So now Essig has 12. 59-26 here with 11:40 to go. Bungum on the drive. And she'll lay it in for two. Olivia Bungum now with 9 points. And a steal coming from Schroeder. Nope, she can't quite get to it. As she almost got it from Lundy. Now it's thrown out. Top of the key. Here's Essig. Thought about it. Now it's Weber. Now they swing it to the corner. Frederick, three-pointer in the corner. She's got nine. And we've got another timeout by the Rebels. 62-28. Cobras leading the Rebels, and it is a full timeout. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services. They focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Well, we're back here. It's all Cobras here. As 62-28 our score here in this second half. with 11:10 remaining. And it'll be USC basketball. 33 here for the Cobras is in. So we'll see who that is here. If I can find my roster once again here for Triton. But the ball tipped. Here comes Roth now. She checked in. J.C. Roth. Shot is no good, and it's rebounded by USC, though. And now Brigger. She takes the shot. No good, but she's fouled. As let's see. So Avery Henslin is 33 for Triton. Henslin, a 5-foot freshman. So here we go. First free throw by Brigger. No good. Second one coming, and she gets that one to go. She's got 2 points on all on free throws. Shot taken there by Frederick. No good, but it's a rebound here. Offensive rebound by Essek. Essek with the ball down. Driving, layup, no good. I think Bullerman got a little piece of that one and grabs it, and here come the Rebels now. Bongham with the basketball. She's trapped now, splits between it, gives it into Bullerman. Bullerman high off the glass is good. Chloe Bullerman with 6 points now. 62-31 our score. Essig with the ball. Gets to the free throw line. She'll kick it over to Dobbs. Dobbs driving, shot no good, and it's Brigger with the rebound. Bongham now will bring it up. Gets it across. Trap coming at her. Here's Brigger with the ball at the top. Over to Schroeder. Schroeder baseline jumper. Deep two, no good. And it's rebounded by the Cobras. And it is Rainey on the move. Spins. Now throws it over to the freshman, Henslin. And it's going to be grabbed there by number 12, Lundy. But she misses the shot, and it's a rebound for USC. Schroeder with it now. Crosses over. And now gives it up to Bungum. 62-31 our score. 9.5 to go in the ballgame. Brigger finds Schroeder. Now down low to Bullerman. Bullerman again. They find her down low. And she has 8. 62-33, 9:15 to go. It's the Cobras leading USC, and Essig knocks down a 3. And it's now 65-33. Ahead to Roth, and now back to Schroeder. Schroeder gets it across, and now dribbling, almost stumbling there. Gets it away to Bongham. Bongham, 3-pointers, no good. And it's rebounded by the Cobras. And pushing it again is number 4, Rainey Dobbs. Knocks it down the lane as she just cruises through. 19 for her now. 67-33 with 8:35 to go. And ahead they go to Bungum now. Inside Bullerman, and she gets another one. 10 points now for Chloe Bullerman. 67-35. And a shot taken, and it rattles out there by Dobbs. The heat check, and here's the Rebels with a rebound. Bongham, and she loses it going behind the back. They dive for it. There's the hustle by Essig, and the throw to Dobbs to lay it in. Dobbs now with 21. 69-35 with 7:50 to go. As we're going to have some substitutions coming in here. And that one tipped there by Bullerman. And it goes out of bounds. And let's see, who do we have coming in now? Back in is Molina for the Cobras. And now, let's see, Mattoon back in, and we have O'Rourke back in. Bullerman and Bungum come out. So here we go. Triton with a basketball. Double dribble on Molina, and she'll turn it over. That's the first turnover by Triton here in the second half. 7:36 to go. 69-35. And now here we go with O'Rourke. Baseline runner, no good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Triton. So it'll go to the Rebels here with 69-35, our score. And it looks like they're looking at Bungum here. It's Bullerman they're looking at. And that one, a lay-in there for, of course, Rainey Dobbs, and she has 23 points. Rebels with it now at 71-35. And here's Brigger, gives it up to Schroeder. Schroeder is fouled by Oakland, and that'll be Oakland's third. As we are just about ready here to get back here. Let's see, there's a little discussion here. Oh, making sure it was they called it on the right one. Running clock now, 71-35. With 6:33 and counting. So Bullerman must not be serious, maybe a little cramp or something, because they're done looking at her, and she seemed to be okay over there on the bench. Bungum is over there, and she looks fine, too, just maybe a little exhausted. And there's Brigger down low working and gets the two to go. 71-37, Brigger with 4 points. Now they'll swing it over. Rainey thought about the shot, and now we'll stop and give it up. Now they swing it over to Oakland. Oakland now back over to Frederick. Now to Rainey. Rainey thought about the three. Now looking to drive. Now pulls back. Looks inside. Finds Oakland. Shot no good. And Mattoon is there to grab the rebound. All right. So here now Taylor Schroeder will bring it up. 71-37 to get our score. And now we have a foul called on Triton as they were all over Schroeder there. Yep, 71-37. You think they could back off just a tad on that? Not. All right, so Bullerman comes back in. Schroeder will come out. And let's see here, what else? And that's, so now Rebel basketball. Here we go, inbound to Ivy O'Rourke. O'Rourke now readies, gives it up to Mattoon. Mattoon looks inside, now to Brigger. Now over to Roth. Roth going to her right. Now to Brigger. Brigger jumper is no good, and it goes out of bounds, an air ball. And that goes to the Triton Cobras. 4:42 and counting again. Running clock, 71-37 our score. And here's Triton with the basketball. Rainey will make take the shot there. Rainey Dobbs takes the shot. And it's no good. Goes out of bounds, and it will be USC basketball. So out comes Frederick, and back in is number 13, Olivia Weber now. And Roth comes to get it. Now back to O'Rourke. O'Rourke had 12 points in the first half. Nothing here in the second. And now Brigger with the basketball. Gives it up to Roth. Now Roth, a double dribble going to be called. So she'll turn it over. And again, 71-37. We'll see if any of these benches empty here at all, or if they'll just keep who's out there for both teams here, actually. And there's Molina. She finds Weber, and Weber will kiss it off the glass for two, and she has seven. 73-37 now. Mattoon with the basketball, looking inside to Bullerman off her fingertips, and they lose it, and the Cobras coming away with it. Molina will get it across, and now she looks, and it's Essig. Gets it in the paint, kicks it out. Weber now over to Knutson. Now back to Molina. And looking at Weber. Now back over to Essig. Essig gets the free throw line. And it's Rainey Dobbs. Top of the key. Three rattles off. No good. Last touch by the Rebels. And let's see here. We have the Rebels, Alyssa Winkle coming in. Oops. Wrong. There we go. Winkle is in. And also number two for the Rebels, and that is Madison Meyer. And Molina with a basketball. She'll go up with it, miss it, and it is rebounded there by Brigger to Roth now. Swings it. There's Meyer. Meyer gives it up to Roth. Now over to Brigger. Brigger swings it to Winkle. Winkle over to Meyer. Meyer's shot, no good. And it's rebounded by the Triton Cobras. Ahead to Rainey Dobbs for another two as she just racks it up here. Now 25 points. And we're going to get a timeout. Timeout for some subs. As... let's see here now. Who comes in for USC 55? And that's Grace Walton for the Rebels. And Roth looks inside to Bullerman. Now they kick it over to Walton. Now back over to Meyer. Meyer looking over to Winkle. And a foul going to be called there on Lundy. Clock continues to tick here, 75-37. And Roth with the basketball. And let's see, inside they try to go here to Walton. She loses it. And here come the Triton Cobras. And we get a timeout here. It's quick to get a substitution in as 33 Henslin comes back in. And for the Rebels, let's see, 21, Caitlin Rengens. So Rengens comes in. And also, Juliana Clore is in there as well. Shot up by number 11, Knutson's no good, but it's rebounded by Triton. And then now off Lundy's fingertips, and it'll go to USC with 44 seconds and counting. Clore will inbound here to Meyer, and Meyer will bring it up. 35 seconds to go. Almost double-dribbled that one. Looks inside. Now the kick out to Clore, and that's going to be over and back. We have 26 seconds and counting to go. No shot, they're saying. It's Triton. They'll throw it inbounds. 13 seconds to go. 12 seconds. 9. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And that is going to do it here. As the Triton Cobras defeat the USC Rebels 75-37. So the Rebels, second half was a little rough here on them against 75-37. Triton defeating USC here tonight in Dodge Center. We'll be back here to wrap things up, and we'll do that in, 2 minutes.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Corn growers depend on DeKalb for high-performing seeds that deliver. This is Scott from Johnson Seeds. Let us show you DeKalb's 101-35, 105-35, and 5626 and 5745 hybrids. They provide very good emergence and dry down, plus an excellent disease package. For more information on DeKalb's full lineup of products, call Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two for ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays, happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays. Great friends, great food, great times waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we are back here again. Triton defeating USC 75-37, our final. Well, the Triton Cobras started off a 13-0 run in that second half, and that really hurt the Rebels as, again, They score just 13 points in the second half did the Rebels here. And again, a halftime score was 38-24. And like I said, three quarters of the first half, the Rebels played really good and hung with Triton. But the last quarter of the first half, and then on into the second, was all Triton Cobras, 75-37. All right, Taylor Schroeder for USC, 2 points tonight. Olivia Bungham had 9. Ivy O'Rourke, 12 points, and those all in the first half. Olivia Brigger with 4. And Chloe Bullerman had 10 points off the bench, 6 of those in the second half. And it was Rainey Dobbs leading the way, the junior for Triton, 25 points. And then we had Addison Oakland had 8, 15 from Reagan Essig, 9 from Kiana Molina, Olivia Weber with 7, and Nora Frederick, she had 9 points off the bench, and Alyssa Knutson, 2 points off the bench to give Triton their 75. So, again, the Rebels falling here, 75-37, our final here from Triton. That gives the Rebels now a record of 2-3 on the year. And again, don't forget, we'll have the USC Coaches Corner tomorrow morning for you on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. 10:08 is the time to catch that, as we'll talk USC girls basketball, USC boys basketball, and of course, Maple River USC Longhorn Wrestling tomorrow on our USC Coaches Corner. Again, a big thank you to Kim back at our 98 Country Studios, keeping everything running here very smoothly. And a thanks to you for listening. And again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors. USC Basketball has been brought to you by Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, State Line Co-op, Weaver's Leather Store, United Hospital District, Schroeder Electric, Wagner Seeds, Global Innovations Bank, Seneca Foods, our firm. And that's Front Lundquist & Gustin Law Firm, Craig Heine, our Pioneer Seeds dealer, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric, Elizabeth Chevrolet, Bevcom, M&M Insurance, Johnson Seeds, Wells VFW, and Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic have brought you USC Rebel Basketball on 98 Country. Good job.
Girl from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, 7 buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel or rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did.
didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. So let's raise our hands up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did, just to say we did.
Kenny Chesney, Just to Say We Did. I'm Boshin for John Glenn on this Friday. So WalletHub's list of the greenest cities in America just came out. They compared the 100 biggest U.S. cities across 28 key green indicators, ranging from green opportunities to water quality. This year's greenest city is San Diego, one of six top 10 cities in California. Now, hold on a second. When this whole green city thing came out, I really misunderstood it. Yeah, I feel like a Dumbo. Yeah, I thought it was the cities with the most golf courses. Silly me.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, JINGLE.
If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
Bravo Zulu House of Winnebago is declaring war on veteran PTSD. Bravo Zulu House is America's first sober living home for veterans with PTSD and addiction. Help them heal. Visit BravoZuluHouse.org for more information or to donate.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Paul Frombly, and here's your 98 Country Forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight and remains in effect until noon tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies, lows around 13. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, freezing drizzle likely, high temperatures reach up to 32. A dusting of snow tonight. Right now, 18.
Today's country and your all-time favorite.
I was all but 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like... Look like you want me to walk.
country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like... some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me.
Starts covering up the old John Deere. Old school lights hanging off the roof. Front porch mistletoe kissing booth. Cup filled up with some feel-good Christmas cheer. Around here, we got snowflakes falling on an old Tulane. Red Bull wreaths on the window pane. Just sitting around the fire with the ones who love me. Crowds where the pine trees grow and the world slows down. Way out here, yeah, man, I sure feel lucky doing Christmas in the country. Doing Christmas in the country. Upright piano in the living room. Silent night, just a little out of tune. Christmas vacation on the TV screen. Wise man missing from the manger scene. Kids can't sleep cause Santa's coming soon. Yeah, real soon. We got snowflakes falling on an old Tulane. Red Bull wreaths on the window pane. Just sitting round the fire with the ones who love me. To the ceiling, chop up the wood and go get the candle. Sled down the hill, we'll get the four wheel and take you back up to the top. You could be 10 miles away and see my house from the road. Man, we got it all decked out. Lord, I can't wait to go home and see snowflakes falling on an old Tulane. Front yard Santa with a reindeer sleigh. Just crowds where the pine trees grow and the world slows down.
Christmas in the country. Christmas in the country.
Listen for local play-by-play of area sports, including the Blue Earth Area Bucks, the United South Central Rebels, and more right here on 98 Country.
Sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down. My granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, all that might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
but it can't wait. Yeah, 'cause right now I need some downtime to drink some red wine and celebrate. Yeah, Armageddon could be knocking at my door, but I ain't gonna answer, that's for sure. There's gotta be something more, gotta be more than this. I need a little less hard time, I need a little more bliss. I'm gonna take my chances, taking a chance I might find what I'm looking for. Gotta be something more, got to be more.
From the Garlic's Water Conditioning Studio, this is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont, 98 Country.
Society.
dust on her eyes. Was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage. I was burning up a highway. It kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. If she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts. And was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson today. Racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. At 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Jordan Davis, Tucson, too late. I'm Bosch, cranking up Dylan Scott now. This town's been good to us.
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should.